Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel presented by Connors and Ferris, Mike Catalana, along with Dan Fates, Jenna Cottrell, back in 13 Wham Studios today. So we're here at the game. Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Ooh, what a difference nearly a week makes, huh?
Yeah, the way the week started, the way the week ended are completely different.
Yeah, we're going to give our 10 takeaways for what we saw, and it's a much different 10 takeaways than we saw a week ago because this was a complete team effort. And look, it always begins with number 17. Last week, not good, Josh. This week, really outstanding, Josh. What'd you make of his performance, especially coming off of last week?
This is the Josh that we have come to know. It was a mature approach. This was the Josh. It's not the total Josh Allen experience. It's a restrained Josh Allen. There were a couple of times I was joking with you just before we started recording that I know he wanted to take a shot deep, and he checked it down either to Latavius Murray or James Cook and those guys. And after the throw, he kind of had this smirk as I'm down on the field going, I could have taken a shot. Like, he had that look like, I could have done it. And it was like a dog when you give him a treat. And you're like, sit, sit. Like, that was what it was. But this is what we talked about in the podcast. That can Josh change and can he evolve? This is, we've seen this Josh before. This was nothing new. This was a just what the Bills need him to be. A more restrained, refined Allen. Because, Mike, you talked about it. He still had those Josh Allen plays.
Well, I said that to Sean McDermott. I said, didn't it prove that he can be going what the game plan is, taking the underneath stuff, and still make Josh Allen plays? And you saw McDermott, big smile on his face. He's like, yeah, it's a pretty good teacher. You still had Josh being Josh. Mm-hmm. What was he, 31 of 37 in the game? Made some incredible throws, like the one to Shakir. Yep. Was incredible. But he stopped himself. You say about going deep. Yes, he always wants to chuck it deep.
Yeah.
But what he avoided today wasn't just throwing it deep for the sake of throwing it deep. He avoided the dumb plays.
Yeah, and he didn't avoid them Monday in the Meadowlands.
No.
And all week, media, national media, Buffalo Plus channel, we were critical of him. And he was asked after by Sal Marano of the Democrat and Chronicle about how did he handle this week, this challenging week, and how he actually found a positive out of all of the negativity.
Honest to God, I didn't see any reaction. I didn't look at anything. I didn't turn on TVs. The thing is with this game, man, it gives you the lowest lows. It gives you the highest highs. But I love feeling how I felt last week. I really do. Because it makes the good feel that much better. You know, it forces us to be better. And I want to be the best I can be playing this game and being the best quarterback I can be for this Buffalo Bills. So I take the bad with the good. I understand it. And I'm just trying to let it fuel me and use it to my benefit.
And I think that's my biggest takeaway of this is who Josh is. And guess what? He still tried to hurdle somebody at the goal line.
Don't do that, Josh. Don't do that.
It was a friend of his. It was his former teammate at Wyoming. I think that's why there was
the safety.
I think there was a little hug after. And Stephon Diggs did go up to him. Kind of tapped him on the chin like, hey, man, we went over this.
Yeah,
like,
don't do that.
And Josh had a smile. But again, there are some things that you're never going to be able to fully remove from Josh Allen. And we talked about it. This is a little bit of the Brett Favre. This is a little bit of the Nolan Ryan.
Go ahead. The little bit. That's fine.
That's fine. But I was thinking about this. We walked in today and I said, the Bills need to stay aggressive. This is still an offensive team that is driven by Josh Allen. And I said, if you're a relief pitcher and you throw 102 and you one day give up a couple home runs, you blow a game, you hit a guy, you walk four guys, it's a terrible game. The next game, you don't come out through five changeups. You don't all of a sudden change who you are. You refine it a little bit. All of a sudden, you paint some more fastballs. That's what Josh Allen did today. He located his pitches. He threw it in the right spots. It's a golfer. He hit the right spots of the green. He played the course. All of those things. We'll make all the analogies I can. This was the Josh that they need.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Josh because we asked Sean McDermott a lot of questions about him, and I was fascinated by his answer. You know, he was critical of his quarterback last week. He said, I know he can be better. But what he talked about is my version of, in the NFL, you're either humble or about to be humbled. Here's Sean McDermott on, I think, his whole team, but his quarterback in particular.
Yeah, I think more than anything, it's humility. And when you approach every week with humility, you start in the right spot mentally. And that's important. Not that he normally doesn't do that, but when you have the games like last week, it forces you to be rather humble. And I know I keep talking about, you know, humble and hungry is that I just believe in that. And the minute you get out over your skis in this league is the minute you get bit. And again, today's a great teacher.
Yeah, over your skis, he said. Yeah. You know, that can happen to a guy a little bit in a game like that where you say you try to do too much. Look, I mean, basically whatever Josh did today seemed to work.
Yeah.
The one fourth down didn't, and he had the one turnover, and it was called back.
Yeah.
Like, there are days when it's just going to go your way, and this one went his way.
Yeah. I thought it was maybe – everybody sit down before I say this. It may have been Ken Dorsey's best game.
I thought Dorsey was great. I thought his play calling was great. And look.
After the first three changeups that they called to start the game.
Yeah, I mean, he went twice with the quick, you know, handoffs.
Draw, Josh scrambled.
Josh scrambled. By the way, he had Diggs open, and he didn't throw it. But you know what? And everybody gets mad at the run plays when they don't do anything. They don't all work.
Yes.
And they at least stuck with it.
Yes.
And then, you know, I mean, it's nice to see them look like a team that can run the football.
Because my question to you, Mike, is was it circumstances of the Raiders' defense not being great, or was it Dorsey still pushing the right buttons? Like, which one is it? Is it everything was working because the Raiders stink, or was everything working because of the way that Dorsey was pushing all the right buttons?
I'm going to hedge here a little bit and say a little of both, but I love the pace that they played at. Mm-hmm. I love that it was quick, and it was quick decisions by Allen. Got the ball to a bunch of people. You know, there are times when he's scrambling out to the side, and he's got Dalton Kincaid like 5 yards ahead of him. And you know he could run it.
He absolutely wants to.
But he did not run it.
Nope.
He gave the ball to whether it was Kincaid or Knox or Diggs or whoever it was. He just gave him the ball.
9 different Bills caught passes today.
Yeah. And look, and Dorsey stuck with it. Look, he got contributions from all of his running backs. I think when you look at the running back position for Dorsey and McDermott, look, you know, it still runs through Josh Allen, right?
Correct.
But this was a rare game where they ran the ball effectively and it wasn't Josh Allen in the game.
That's my one takeaway is that we always talk about in the offensive line, right? When we talk to them, they say, we want to run the ball. We want to get downhill and all these things. And Sean McDermott says, we want to run the ball and be this physical team. To some respects, the offensive line has to earn that.
Yeah.
Like the Bills aren't just going to slam their head against the wall just to say, we want to run the ball. So it was almost a reward for the way they ran the ball today. Was the offensive line getting push, getting movement, wearing on the defense, leaning on them, as they said. The opening drive, third quarter, 9-minute drive, 75 yards, ran the ball really effectively. A couple of big runs, but it was a lot of 5-6-yard runs that I sat there, and at one point I looked up and I said, no, James Cook only has 50 yards. It felt like he had more. He ended up with over 100, but middle of the game where I was going like that. That was my thing, is that like, if you're the offensive lineman and you want to run the ball more, prove it.
Yeah.
Because Ken Dorsey's not just going to bash his forehead into a wall just for the sake of saying, we handed the ball off 20 times today, guys. See?
I also thought, look, they gave him help. We talked about this coming in. Spencer Brown at the right tackle spot. They gave him help.
Yep.
Crosby's a heck of a player.
Absolutely.
I would give him help, too. We talked about it coming in. Don't wait for somebody to make a play. You can't let Crosby bury your game plan and maybe your quarterback. They chipped. They helped him. But I thought he played a really solid game, and he really wasn't mentioned a lot today. And that's an improvement for Spencer Brown on that right tackle spot.
Absolutely, and I think I give Spencer Brown credit. Josh was asked about him, and he said he has all of the talent.
Yeah. He also said he has all the confidence.
Well, he said when he puts his mind to it.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Which is one of those things that, like, it's kind of like Josh. It's like when you get distracted, all the physical talent. But it's like, dude, just focus. Like, these little things. So I thought that was an interesting comment that Josh made of, hey, he's got all the talent. He's just got to focus.
Well, but they did a really good job of keeping Crosby from really hurting the offense at all.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a heck of a player. But look, when you start out playing against the Raiders defense, that's the guy you're looking at.
Yeah.
Keep him from killing you. Let's stick with the offense. Gabe Davis, we want 5 and 70. Nope, he had to exceed that today, didn't he?
This was good Gabe.
Yeah, very good.
This was dependable Gabe. A couple scramble plays. The fourth down, fourth and goal play. Kind of a scary play to go over the middle and to make that catch.
Yeah.
He was also good on a couple scramble drills, went deep for a couple of them. That is the game. It was also given out in Uncle Dan's Best Bets. Gabe Davis over 52.5 yards. That easily cashed because they wanted to get more people involved. Sean McDermott was asked on Tuesday after the Monday night game, how important? You had Steph go off. That's great. How important is it to get a secondary option? He said it's huge. Like, we need that from somebody.
Yeah.
They got it today.
Yeah, and I thought Diggs was still Diggs.
He was absolutely.
Yeah, and you didn't notice it as much because everybody else contributed. Yeah. You went from 13 passes, 10 completions with the Jets, and then nothing else to this one where it's a series of things. And Davis also had that really nice catch. Now, it was a free play for the Bills. He recognized it. Josh recognized it. Smart football. Sometimes guys don't always see that. They did, and he made a really nice catch. To continue with that at the wide receiver position, a Khalil Shakir moment, and a big moment for this team.
Yeah, needed it. And he's a guy that Josh said, and Josh and Sean both said, we haven't asked him to do a lot right now. Look, they added Trent Sherfield, who still hasn't had the ball thrown his way.
Right.
They added Deontay Hardy. They've added Dalton Kincaid. Some of those guys were getting involved. But Shakir is sneaky. He's been on the field. Like he was a guy that made difficult catches and dropped easy ones. And for him to step up in that spot, and Sean McDermott says, right now we're not asking him to do a lot.
Yeah.
That may change as the year goes on. Injuries come up. But right now, that was a big play to be called upon in that spot. Needed it. And I think that's a big testament to who he is.
And the throw was
unbelievable.
Now I'll say this. That's like a Mahomes kind of throw. Like, Josh has some big arm, big moments. Yeah. That was fantastic.
That was borderline no, yes.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Nice throw.
Yeah, it was. And you mentioned Kincaid. Kind of right in the flow of the offense.
Yep.
Impactful today, I thought.
Over the middle, too.
Yeah.
I like to see him get involved over the middle of the field. Again, so sure-handed.
Yeah.
He just seems to be the guy. He took a lick in that end zone.
Oh, yeah.
And, again,
not in Utah anymore.
No. And for Josh to, hey, make a play.
Yeah.
And to pop up. Took a breather, but, you know, like I said, I think that's welcome to the NFL moment. Going to get hit from a safety, but I think Josh having that confidence of trying to thread the needle into him.
James Cook, really good, leading the backs. We mentioned all the backs. Makes Matt Milano seem like loquacious. James is so quiet.
I didn't know where you were going.
He is so quiet.
To tie in Milano. Yeah.
He is so, you know, and then it was funny at the end of his interview, which seems like a great kid and a good football player. He does not seem to enjoy being interviewed.
Nope.
He's very quiet, which was cool coming off 126. And then what did Josh say to him? 126? And he's like, yeah. And they're kind of laughing. Like, that's big. They kept him in there and he got him to his 100.
They did the dual podium.
Yeah.
And at one point, Josh like gave him like a pat on like the leg and was like, you're doing great, bud. You're doing great, sweetie. Like, keep speaking to the microphone. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. And one last thing, kind of offense and the defensive coordinator, AKA head coach Sean McDermott. I liked him being aggressive in this one. Last week on that first drive, fourth and short, he ends up kicking the field goal. Okay. It's early in the game. Maybe it's different. This time, he went for it. You got him deep and even changed his mind.
Changed
I was
mind.
Surprised
Same.
When they were bringing out the field goal. I'm like, you got him pinned deep.
Yeah.
And then he brought it back, smart play, and they ended up getting rewarded. What, 2 out of the 3 times when they went for it down there, they got touchdowns.
And Josh talks about it. Like, you want to reward your coach for those decisions, especially when I'm on the sidelines. I see him, and he's going, we're going to go for the field goal. And the crowd kind of And then all of a sudden he comes down the sideline and bangs a timeout, and all of a sudden it's like he's going to send the offense back out there. So, I think the offense needed that. Micah Hyde talked about it, that like when you put these things, when you put have these games together, the confidence that you can get from it. It's a long season. But Micah's, my favorite quote he ever said was, confidence is a hell of a drug. And when you got your offensive coordinator dialed in, because Ken Dorsey had a great game, and you have your defensive and head coach trusting you, I think it's huge.
Yeah, and the other thing is I asked Allen because, you know, there have been times when, you know, he throws it up when it's down there, and he said, you got to be smart. And he's right. You got to be smart. You cannot turn it over there. Don't give him the ball to 20. Remember the play in the Ravens game last year when Jordan Poyer made that interception? What a huge difference it was. It got the Bills the ball at the 20
instead of
at the 1. Yeah. So even if you fail, you got to – it's like I'm going to go back to golf. It's like missing in a good spot.
Yes.
How about that?
Don't shortside yourself.
Exactly. So. That's the case.
All right.
Let's stick with the defense here a little bit. Look, you win the game, 38-10?
Yeah.
And you can still look back at, I thought, one of the biggest plays of the game. And I'm not going to overstate it, but in the early part of the season, that Greg Rousseau play to deflect it. I think Daquan Jones got some pressure.
Yep.
Rousseau deflects it, and Terrell Bernard gets the interception. At that point, they're down 7-0. You had just punted. They made a couple of
crowds
plays.
Crowd's booing.
Yeah. And Rousseau, who has been really good in the early season, comes up with a big play.
Yeah. Rousseau's been a monster. I can't stress it enough. And Sean McDermott said he's nasty, that he always had that finesse to his
game. I like that word today.
And you want to know what? I remember sitting down with Greg Rousseau, and I met his high school coach, or I Zoomed with his high school coach, and he said he was the nicest guy, and that sometimes you had to get him angry. I remember asking Greg about that his rookie year, and he goes, I'm not nice. Like, I'm just polite. And he goes, and to see this edge to him, to see him have that Jordan Phillips almost nastiness to fire up the crowd and to be that energy giver, I was really impressed by all that he's done. I think he has stepped up and has been and nailed that first-round pick right now. Like, he is on that cusp of being right now that guy, also in the defensive game. But that play, I think I tweeted, did somebody try and unplug the Bills and plug them back in? Because things weren't going well. Not Giants bad, but it was not going well. And that play really turned, I think, the whole game around. And we're not going to make a hyperbole, even though we like to do those on the show. Big part of the season.
It was big early because this is only week two, but you're down, you're at home. Bad start. I mean, they walked down the field against the Bills, and they turned around. By the way, I was paying attention. I was just checking my phone to make sure we didn't forget to do something for Jenna while she's doing the other job that we do. I was just making sure that we weren't having all the fun and leaving her back there. How about Matt Milano's interception?
I said he made maybe
the best catch of the day. Even though Gabe's was great, Shakir's was great, that was a heck of a play.
Can a defensive player moss an offensive player?
Oh, yeah. That was moss. You got mossed.
You got mossed. It was just, again, we're running out of being impressed by Matt Milano because it's just something he does every single day. Didn't get flagged for 15 yards besides just embarrassing Josh Jacobs with the interception. That was unsportsmanlike, just to take that ball away from him. But, again, this defense was flying around. Milano, Rousseau, Ed Oliver, just causing havoc. Dan Orlovsky actually responded to one of my tweets today because I said that Josh Jacobs had -2 rushing yards. And according to Elias, that is the first time a reigning rushing leader from the season before had negative yards in a game.
Wow.
It's a career low for Jacobs. And Orlovsky tweeted at me and just said, Oliver has been a beast.
Yeah, he started out right away.
Unbelievable.
Got
first
in.
Play, pushed the – he made the tackle by shoving the guard into Jacobs.
Yeah, that was big for them. And you know, when you play like that defensively, that changes everything. They gave up that reverse for, 34 yards on the first drive. And then the rest of the game, I mean, they had a little garbage yardage. But up to that point, mid-fourth quarter, Jacobs was negative. Garoppolo scrambled once for a yard.
Yeah.
They did nothing on the ground. Now, you could say the Bills made them one-dimensional, but the game was close for at that point. It was still
two
a game at halftime, and the defense was really good. So, in Micah Hyde, you know, I asked Micah Hyde about that in terms of the way they played coming off that game. And he gave us, last week the sky was falling. And he's right. Like, it was. But, they can say what they want. In the NFL, it's win or panic.
Yes.
And it was a bit of panic because it was week 1. But I thought the defense came back this week. I thought the defense was pretty good last week.
I thought so, too.
But look at this. Look, Davante Adams still made a few plays.
Dude, he's massive.
He's so good.
He is way bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
6'4", 6'5". He's a big wide receiver that can move.
Yeah, but I thought the Bills' defense as a group made plays. They were solid. They got the turnovers, like Taylor Rapp in on one late in the game.
Well, like you were saying, last week, all three phases were a part of the Bills' embarrassing loss in the Meadowlands. Today, all three phases, special teams, offense, defense, were a massive factor in the win.
Yeah.
Because special teams was great.
Hey, Damian Harris with a kick return. Outstanding.
Tyler Bass, obviously, good. Like, all of those things just seem to work well today compared to everything that went wrong on Monday.
Yeah, and when we talk about that, I know it's early in the year, but to wrap up our 10th thing is where they are now after the two games. Obviously, severe disappointment, week number one. Mm-hmm. It's a division game. I always talk about the hindsight of the wins or the losses. That's a division loss. That one hurts.
Yep.
It's against the Jets. It just hurts because you're always going to be sitting there going, whatever it is, maybe they're fighting the Dolphins or whatever for the division, and you're going to, you got that loss to the Jets. Okay, they had one to the Jets last year, and they finished 13-3. I don't know what their record is going to end up being, but it was bad. And this makes you 1-1, and we talked about being 1-1. It could have been 21-17. You'd still be 1-1. They needed this.
Yeah. And we talked on the Buffalo Plus live show. It didn't need to be some convincing win. It certainly helps.
Yeah, everybody feels better.
It certainly helps that this wasn't a 21-20 squeak out of win. This game was over in the third quarter after the first drive of the second half where they just imposed their will on the Raiders. Like, that was the Bills that we have come to know over the last few years. And it's good to see that it was still there. Sean McDermott and the guys always talk about, you either win or you learn. And maybe that's something that Von always talked about.
Yeah.
And Sean said after Monday night, they need to learn and they need to learn quickly. They did. That's a big testament to this team.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, for Bills fans, you're sitting at home going, oh, I can breathe watching this game. Go back to last year. You
they
had the Bengals playoff game.
Drive,
you had that Dolphins game. You had the other Dolphins game. You had the Patriots game. I'm trying to think, you know, I'd have to look back at the schedule. Like, nothing was easy. Nothing was easy for that last stretch. Even when they won,
even the Lions game.
The Lions game, the Browns game, you had the crazy Vikings game.
Yep.
Like, you know, it's nice to blow somebody out.
Yeah.
And this Raiders team has talent. They're not a great team, but the Bills imposed their will on both sides of the ball. Lines of scrimmage. This has not been the strength of this franchise.
Nope.
And they were dominant on both the O-line and the D-line. And I'll give dominant to the O-line because – that doesn't happen very often
Correct.
With them. They were really good today.
We walked in, and I said something I've never said before, which line played better because the offense and defensive line were great. Deep rushing defense, gap integrity, all of those things, phenomenal performance again. Needed.
Something else you've never said before was somebody had a good day today.
Ken Dorsey.
Ken Dorsey did. Hey, look, Ken Dorsey's the OC.
Correct. I can be critical when he's bad. He deserves his flowers. Today, he pushed all the right buttons.
Yep.
How about, hey, play action passes. They work pretty well.
I love the simplest play, and it seems like they never did it. Maybe it's because Singletary wasn't much of a – but just the quick little fake to Cook, and then they just drop him the ball. Everybody else does that.
Yep.
And it's just like the Bills. And like, just get the ball in guys' hands. Get everybody involved in the game.
And you don't need – it helped when the running game was going today. You can still run play action when you're not running the ball well.
Yeah.
You can do it.
You can.
It helps.
But it helps. Hey, Latavius Murray looked good, too, in his limited time. God, everybody looked good.
Seriously.
It was great.
You said, I'm sure they'll find something to nitpick. Christian Benford played well. Everybody played well.
Yeah. No, it was good. Good all-around win. The Bills get to 1-1, and now it's Washington next week. You and I will be there, so we'll see how it goes. All right, we're going to have plenty of content all week long on the channel. Jen will be back with us, so we'll have everything going for this week as the Bills get to 1-1. Make sure to like, comment on what your favorite part of this game was. And I'm sure everybody still has some. If you have some concerns, go ahead. Maybe you have long-term concerns. Short-term, this was pretty good.
Short-term, I don't have
I think you'll take this.
Yeah.
And certainly subscribe and tell friends about it, too. For Jenna Cottrell and Dan Fates, I'm Mike Catalano. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Buffalo Plus.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.